What's up, y'all? It's the fourth quarter. It's a new month. And what better way to start it than to come and to join us at EYL University?
Yes, the fourth quarter is where star players make a name for themselves. So come and join the number one roster. EYL University is the biggest platform for business in the universe. We have over 70 past classes, weekly classes. We have a private investment group on Facebook, which gives you access to our movie club, our book club. We also have bi-weekly real estate calls with MG, the mortgage guy, and monthly financial advising calls with none other than yours truly. So head over to EYLUniversity.com right now and enter promo code EYL for 40% off of our annual membership.
That's right. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over. We'll see you on the other side.
Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
YouTube, what's going on, man? EYL University, what's going on? Let's let everybody get in here. Let's get it rocking.
We back.
Let's get to it.
We back.
Came straight off of the plane. Was in Miami. Shout out to all the good people out in Miami. Had a good time out there for the weekend. Happy belated birthday to Mike.
Happy birthday to the Mike B. Definitely is Mike.
Yeah, it was good, man. First and foremost, we got to pay homage to the greatest basketball player. The greatest
basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you going to start there? Why you going to rile people up like that?
The greatest basketball player of all time.
Yo, man, he definitely is definitely a 1A. 1A? Can we say 1A, 1A? Maybe 1A, 1AA?
The best to ever.
Ain't nobody else in the conversation. I'll give him that.
The best to ever do it, man. LeBron James. That was a historic, legendary performance under extreme circumstances in the bubble. Kept his composure.
That's different.
Kept his focus. And Laker Nation, salute.
Yo, that's different, man. You strip a man, especially a guy like LeBron who's a family man. You strip him away from his family for 3 months with all the stuff that's going on in the world and his role in all of it, right? Like, this is not just an athlete. This is a political activist, a social, like, juggernaut for our community. So to have all that and still come out triumphant, different level,
Kwan,
man.
Kareem, too.
What's going
Kobe
on?
And, Kobe nice, and LeBron nice, tied for
blazer.
Three.
Nice blazer, brother.
And we didn't plan this either.
Nah, we did. Nah, we didn't.
How y'all feeling?
Good, man. Feeling good. Man. How you?
Very good. Happy Monday. Y'all the hardest working people in show business. Y'all was out in Miami living it up. So, but yeah, kudos to LeBron.
Yeah, man.
For somebody to be that great for 17 years.
Different. Tough. Never been a dude this good for this long.
Yeah, his longevity is phenomenal. And then the reason why we wearing pink, if you guys didn't know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Bro, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be wearing pink all month. We got merch. We got pink merch on our website, earnyourleisure.com. So salute to all of the survivors of breast cancer. Rest in peace to all of the women that have passed away from breast cancer.
Yeah, and salute to all the families that have dealt with the circumstances.
And a portion of all the proceeds of our pink merch will be donated to breast cancer foundations and charities. So yes, we gotta, you know, always try to sprinkle and spread some good positive energy out there. So that's what we're gonna be doing this whole month of October.
Yeah. We got the hoodies, the t-shirts, crew necks, we got it all. Women, men, kids, feel free. And yeah, that is a fly blazer. I'm gonna just double down.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't even gonna hate, man. What is that? Rose gold? What is that? Rose?
Rose gold. Rose.
Got a rose blazer on.
Rose.
Yeah, it's loyalty rose. We rocking pink and loyalty rose all year.
Rose, that boy looked like a bottle of champagne, man.
That's the championship.
Everybody on YouTube, I love y'all. How y'all doing? I want you to put who are your top five favorite players. I got Mike at one, Kareem at two, Kobe and Bron tied for three.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. That's a bold statement.
Kareem don't get enough credit.
Well, that statement would mean that Kareem is the greatest Laker. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know anybody on the planet post eighth grade that was better than Kareem. Like, he dominated because he wasn't a Nike athlete and he ended up being pro black. That cut the marketing, if we want to talk about the business side of it. But if we looked at pure numbers,
nah, he's definitely in the conversation. So at every level, would have won four.
It was most dominant.
If they allowed him to play as a freshman, he would have won four in college. He won three.
Man, won dominant in high NBA. School.
Yeah.
Nah. Dominless, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're New York native, man. We like to dominate things. You know what I'm saying? That's what New York do.
Shout out to Kareem, man. shout out to all of the, like I said, man, the Lakers is a legendary storied franchise. So it was dope to see that happen. But shout out to Miami too. You know, shout out to Jimmy Butler.
Tough.
Shout out to Jimmy Butler, man. Jimmy Butler put on a hell of a performance. Yeah. And shout out to everybody in the bubble, man. I know it was difficult circumstances for them, but they was extreme professionals.
Yeah, it was zero tests, zero positive COVID tests.
Yeah, the NBA did
three and a half months.
They did a great job, man. And we're gonna send goodwill to Dak Prescott. Everybody said I look like Dak Prescott.
Y'all favor.
If I hear that one more time, but salute to Dak Prescott, yeah, man. Get well soon, man. That sucks, man. For real.
That's crazy. They said hopefully you get $500 million in the deal. He has been sitting out Well, he didn't sit out, but he was waiting to sign today. They tried to franchise tag him for $36 million. He wanted $40 million, and he had a tragic injury like that. But hopefully, you know, he's able to recover and come back.
Yeah, man. So let's jump into it. Earn Your Leisure is a big, 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 big week for us. So I'll run down what we got going on. Shout out to our brother MG, the mortgage guy. He makes his return on the podcast tomorrow. That's a legendary situation, man. We haven't spoken about real estate in a long time. We've been focused on stocks, but real estate, we're coming back to real estate tomorrow. He had to get a lot of stuff off his chest. The state of the market in Corona. Talked about so many different stuff. International investing, business owners, how they can get mortgages. Cause you know, that's always a problem for business owners as far as not showing enough income. Yeah. Talked about that.
Appraisal process.
How to become a loan officer, interest rates, all kinds of stuff. So shout out to Matt, man. That's going to be a legendary episode. That's going to be live on YouTube at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow and on all audio outlets. So make sure you check that out. Yeah. BYO University, we got a big class.
Now, before we go there, we got orientation. Everybody that is new to Earn Your Leisure, we got orientation tomorrow at 7.
Tomorrow at 7.
That's going to be big, man. I saw the slideshow already. I will be there at 7, man. I'm excited. Shout out to Janet, who is going to be hosting that. So if you are new, if you are a new earner and you've joined over the last couple of months or so and you're having a tough time navigating through the investment group, you're trying to figure out our schedule, when we drop episodes, tomorrow at 7 is our first orientation.
So yeah, that's going to be big. And then we got a disability insurance class on Wednesday. A lot of people, we always talk about life insurance, but you're actually 3 times more likely to become disabled than you are to die prematurely. Disability insurance is something that, especially business owners, you don't really think about, but it's extremely important. People think disability is like getting in a car accident, stuff like that. That's one part of it. But common stuff like back injuries. Mm-hmm. Back injuries are the most common form of disability. You can be out of work for 6 to 12 months. That's like you're living paycheck to paycheck. That's a financial crisis. So you got this disability insurance class on Wednesday. So big, big, big schedule for us. And yeah, man, we looking forward. So yeah, let's get it going. Before I give it to Ian, Troy, can you say the disclaimer?
Let's do it, man. Disclaimer, you know how this goes, man. If you're new to this, get familiar. Do your own research. Our content is intended to be used and must be used for informational purposes only. It is very important that you do your own analysis before making any investment based on your own personal circumstances. You should take independent financial advice from a professional in connection with or independently research and verify any information that you find on our show and wish to rely upon, whether for the purpose of making an investment decision or otherwise. This disclaimer has been brought to you by the good folks at Earn Your Leisure.
Yes, and I'll put the info for anybody who wants to join EYL University. We're currently running 40% off, promo code EYL. Ian, would you like to talk about Red Panda?
Yes, if you guys want the easiest way to know where to get into the market and what to invest in, you can join the stock club. You guys have probably have heard about it and seen me post about it like crazy, but it's my family of investing all stars.
Yo, I saw that post today, man. That was a big one. That was a big
process. The process works. The process works. Kudos to my guy. He doesn't want to be known, but kudos to you, my brother. I appreciate you a whole lot. But yeah, I mean, I've tried to make it easier than ever because I've stated before, when I first started investing, everything was so convoluted and complicated. I wanted to just dumb it down and be able to give an answer in less than 30 seconds about what to invest in. So if you guys are interested, you can go to joinredpanda.com. And if you have any questions, please email me at ian@joinredpanda.com and I can help you out.
There you have it. I'll put the link in. All right, let's get to it, brother.
Let's go. Okay, let me make sure I can. Troy, let me share on the other one real quick, please.
Gotcha. Yeah, and shout out to the new albums today. Janet, she had a request. She said, "Yo, my favorite artist is Lauryn Hill." I said, "Don't worry, we got you. Since orientation is tomorrow, I'm gonna take care of you." So we put up the score.
Shout out to the great Lauryn Hill, the great Wyclef, and Prize.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
If I get kicked out of EYL, y'all know why. So I'm letting y'all know. I hope this is not my last episode. My bad.
What happened there?
What happened?
It just ended up hitting in meaningful when I was switching off.
I was like, yo, did YouTube just kick us out?
So we gotta stop this video.
It's already gonna stop. It's gonna stop. We're going to let everybody jump back in.
So if this is my last one, we're going to do some scholarship giveaways, y'all.
You ain't wearing that rosé no more.
No more. No more. Back to do-rags and t-shirts.
Now, that presentation was A1, man. That joint was A1.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I just want to speak really quickly on what you said. Like, you don't have to guess it. And I hit you yesterday because I was like, this is crazy. I was doing my Sunday morning reading. Yeah. You know, if anybody reads Business Insider, Goldman Sachs had an article, right? And it was like the 15 stocks set to deliver the strongest growth. And I said, all right, let me just check this out. And I promise you, somebody, and they probably know where they are if they're watching this, they hit me and said, yo, y'all the new Goldman Sachs. I was like, whatever. Right? And so I looked at the list, and I'm going to just run the stocks down because, I mean, you may have heard these somewhere, like on a Monday at 8. So they had number one, Vertex, AMD, Netflix, NVIDIA, ServiceNow, Amazon, Qualcomm, Lowe's. And then at number 14, a company that I just spoke about right here last week, Thermo Fisher Scientific. All these stocks were all listed in their top 15. So like out of the 15, we had almost 70% of the stocks that Goldman Sachs, somebody you might have heard of, an investment bank you might have heard of, had picked for the strongest growth. So when Ian's saying like you don't have to go searching, you really don't.
And we're giving you
like straight handed
with prices. So yeah, all of those are amazing. I think only maybe one of them we haven't talked about.
Yeah. I looked down the list. I'm like, all right, that's one we didn't. We even talked about Active Blizzard when we were talking about the gaming. I'm like, yo, this is going to be big over the fourth quarter. So yeah, man, just if you're taking notes, if you're following, if you're doing your research after we've given you these names, I mean, you're in good hands.
You two, we back?
We've done our best to take care of you.
Yeah. The problem is the other video is still going. People's like still coming.
Yeah, Mike, if you could just stop that other video, that would be great, bro. That'd be great. Smalls, hit him.
Let's bring somebody on that just hit me up. Actually, this wasn't planned, but
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
You there?
Yo,
what's up,
my brother?
Yo,
talk to us.
What's going
on? Fellas. Yo, y'all color coordinating right now, man. Yo, man, y'all, what's that, mauve? Like, what you got going on over there? And you looking sharp than a mauve right now, bro.
It's my little Rock Nation mauve. How you doing?
Man, I'm alive and blessed, man. This guy Ian, man, I'm loving the fit right now. I'm about to start putting suits back on, man. Try to keep up with Ian.
Let's do it, man. Let's play.
Word up, man. I'm liking these pink hoodies, man. What's up? Those are available for sale right now?
Yeah, on the website.
Say less. What's going on today, fellas?
Everything good, man.
Yeah, man. What's up with you?
I'm alive and blessed, man. Happy to be on Market Mondays with you guys. Just tightening up the home buyer's blueprint right now in the studio. Been a long day, and I'm excited about tomorrow's release. We had a lot of pre-sales, a lot of people anxious to take the blueprint, and hopefully it's going to help folks execute and save money on their next real estate transaction.
Yeah, I'm excited for the episode, man. So yeah, we're always going through our technical difficulties. We was chatting, so I'm like, just jump on real quick. We could talk some real estate for a minute if you got time. So what's going on? What's some good news? I mean, we talked about a lot of stuff in the episode, but what's some good news that you can tell people on the real estate front? Because in my vantage point, we talked about in the episode, commercial real estate looks like it's not looking too good right now, but residential real estate is still popping right now, and interest rates are still at an all-time low. So what's some encouraging words you can give people that might be trying to buy homes now?
Encouraging words. Commercial is on the clock, like I've been saying from day one of this pandemic.
Yeah.
It's definitely on the clock, and it's only going to get worse. I think residential real estate is not going to crash like the world thinks it's going to crash. You know, as this pandemic or this virus continues to get worse and worse, the government is going to continue to bail out the everyday person, because unfortunately more people are probably going to lose their jobs in the next couple months. So they're going to continue to pump money into the system to keep residential real estate going, because that's a big thing for the economy. Interest rates are at all-time low right now, so you can definitely get something in the mid-2s right now if you are a home buyer looking to buy a primary residence, even investment properties. Not for nothing, I've been locking in investment properties using conventional financing in the low 3s right now. I've never in my life locked in investment properties in the low 3s. You got to really think about that, how much cash flow that investors can make when you have interest rates that low if you're going with conventional financing. So real estate is moving. It's always going to be here, no matter if the market's up or down, left and right. Like Ian always says, it's only two things the market could do. It's either going to go up and it's either going to go down. And that's why it's very important to have reserves. Because when times like this happen, these are unforeseen things. You can't control any of this stuff. So you got to have your reserves intact. So, I mean, the good news is what I would encourage anybody who's looking to buy a house, just if you have financial security, if you, meaning you have reserves, you have a good job, you know your job is pretty much not guaranteed, but you know you're going to be intact with your job, and you have your capital for your down payment, your closing costs, and your reserves, you should still buy real estate. It's a great time to buy. Be smart when you buy, especially if you're buying rental properties. Like I just mentioned, cash flow, but also people are not paying rent at the same time. So you want to, you know, make sure that you're vetting out these sellers when they're selling these rental properties to you to confirm that they're receiving rents from their tenants. Because I've had a few deals in the past couple of weeks where they were lied to and they thought they were going to get rental payments, mm-hmm. but come to closing, the sellers dropped the bomb on them saying, no one hasn't paid, right? So you got to verify right now. Right now, trust, but verify is very key when it comes to buying any type of multifamily property right now.
Where are the top three cities we should be looking to invest in? Where can we get a list of properties that we could potentially buy?
It depends on your budget. You know, honestly, it's going to make it the top three cities, in my opinion, right? So if you don't have a big budget, you got to stick to the smaller states, the Milwaukees, the Clevelands, the Detroits. And I'm going to tell you a hot place to buy right now for Airbnb, like areas like the Poconos, right? The Poconos. Think about this for a second. You have these, like in the Northeast, people don't want to fly. They don't want to travel across the country. They don't want to go out of the country right now. So where you got to go? You don't want to be in the house all day. What are you doing? You're going to go rent houses in like these areas where you can go and chill at the lake or at a cabin or something like that. So you just got to be smart, which when you're trying to invest in real estate, those type of areas right now are making a killing when it comes to rental properties. I mean, I had a client that I just closed literally in January. It was like a $70,000 single family. Dude sent me what he's made year to date. He's made $60,000 on Airbnb year to date on a $70,000 house. Really think about
Airbnb is lit. I just came from Miami. And if you're familiar, Airbnb in Miami, they had a war on Airbnb in Miami. South Beach, there was no Airbnbs on South Beach. If you got caught like two times, you had like a $70,000 fine. The third time, they forfeit your property. Even downtown, they was cracking down on Airbnbs. And now they said Airbnbs is open all through South Beach, everywhere in Miami. Yep, everywhere in Miami. South, they won. They won the war.
When we was down there in February for the Super Bowl, actually, we was down there in February, and it was like, yo, people were like, listen, they're building these luxury buildings, and everybody's doing Airbnb, so they try to put limits on. That's great. Well,
COVID, a lot of people counted Airbnb out too early. I remember when this pandemic hit. People were saying Airbnb's done. Like I was
one of them. I was one of them. I said, there's no way. Who's going to do Airbnb? I was completely wrong on that one, but Airbnb is crushing it right now. To answer Ian's questions, yeah, I would look at Airbnb markets right now too.
Yeah, there's a great article on it, you know, on the Wall Street Journal about the return of Airbnb. That's funny that you say it, because they were supposed to do the IPO, and then that's kind of been delayed. And people thought like, all right, they must be doing it because they're losing money. But the article is kind of like defying that.
Yeah.
No, 100%. So, you know, for your top three cities, depending on the budget, and if you don't have too big a budget to invest in like the Northeast or these high cost areas, mm-hmm. then I would say stick to the smaller areas where you can get good ROI and not come out of pocket with as much money.
And that's the same for multifamily as well. So if I was looking for like an 8-unit or 16, what would be like a site to look for, or is it in your blueprint?
So if you're looking for commercial real estate, I would say use a website called loopnet.com, right?
Okay.
LoopNet, you can find you know, pretty much all the commercial listings that you need on there. And it's going to give you good analysis of the properties. It's going to give you the P&Ls of the properties. So you'll really be able to look through LoopNet and just search for multifamilies, because it's everything commercial, but you got to specify multifamily and just pick what wherever you're looking to buy at. And I'll be able to give you a good deal, a good idea of what's available in the commercial market for multifamilies. But remember, that's all retail stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when you're looking on those websites, you're not going to get, you know, wholesale type prices. So if you got a good wholesaler, you know, and especially in any of these markets I just mentioned, you definitely can get yourself a good, you know, multifamily. It might require you to put some elbow grease into it, right? You're going to have to fix it up, but you can get good prices on it.
And what about pre-foreclosures or foreclosure lists?
Foreclosure lists, I mean, everything's pretty much online right now. So when you're dealing like sites like auction.com is always a good site to go on to look at foreclosed properties. You can, some of those properties or asset managers will allow you to use conventional financing as well. But for the most part, they want you to use hard money. If they say all cash on the listing, you can use hard money for those listings as well, because hard money is still considered cash in the auction world. But sites like auction.com, Xome, Xome.com is another good site if you want to get into that foreclosure market.
Perfect. Thank you.
Matt, always a pleasure, man. You know, he knows his stuff, man. The best in the business. He's a little confused when it comes to sports, but
hold on. Come on.
Why do that to you, bro?
Come on, son. We know who the GOAT is. Let's not play.
Who's the GOAT?
MJ is the GOAT.
Okay, give me two through five.
Two through five. Kobe's the second GOAT.
Okay.
Kobe is the second GOAT.
Rest in peace to the King.
Rest in peace to the GOAT.
Rest in peace to the Mamba. I'm never going to put LeBron before him, right? Now, when it comes to number three, I'm going to either go Kareem or maybe LeBron, because I've watched LeBron's whole career.
Okay.
But I got to put Kareem before LeBron. I can't put Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem
is
great. Yeah.
I can't put LeBron before Kareem. I'm sorry. LeBron is like number four.
Who's five, that?
My five, honestly, I would do Magic five.
Okay.
I would do Magic five.
You are hella Lakers. I thought you was going to do some craziness. I thought you was going to say like Melo or something crazy like that.
Carmelo.
No, I love Melo. I know you love
the New York dudes, bro.
I love Melo. Let's not, respectfully, man.
Respectfully.
I love Melo. But look, LeBron is an amazing player. People try to use his off the court and social justice to try to elevate him as the GOAT. I don't care.
Be allowed to hear on EYL.
Yo, Matt, man.
Yo, Matt, we love you, bro.
Matt, I appreciate you, brother. Tomorrow's a big day for us, man.
The big day. The return, the episode, the return. The first person to ever be on a EYL podcast twice.
Yeah, we got to cut his mic off though. once he starts to talk about LeBron, we're not gonna do that.
That's crazy.
No, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, YouTube, we did him a favor. Shout out to MG, that's our brother though. Shout out to him.
YouTube, if you guys can do us a favor, obviously we had some technical difficulties, so
no, I messed up.
if you can hit the like button, that definitely helps. Hit the like button, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. So yeah, we're on this link. Let's go to some questions.
Let's get these numbers back up, and I'll get some stuff away. I appreciate y'all. If you miss the game, when you got to call it.
I'm coming to you, Waheed. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Oh, man. Alhamdulillah. Ain't even going to lie, man. I've been meditating on this for a little minute, man, just getting the opportunity to, you know, first off, I want to say, I appreciate y'all guys so much, you know what I'm saying, for everything that y'all been doing. I got a little testimony, man, that I know there's somebody out there that I need to hear, because 2020 has been a roller coaster for a lot of us, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been out like a year, you know what I'm saying? July made a year that I've been out, been fighting some pretty serious cases, you know what I'm saying? 15 minimum man on one case, you know what I'm saying? Fighting another case in a different county, you know, could have got 15 years on it, but all grace be to Allah, you know what I'm saying? He brought me through it. You got to be real mindful of who we have in our circle, you know, who we allow to have energy, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't mean good, you know? So I don't care if it's family, I don't care if it's, you know, somebody that you love, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have your best interest at heart, man. And, you know, I just went through a situation recently. I'm out on bond right now, you know what I'm saying? But I just went through a situation recently, man, and it hurt me to my heart, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm saying all this to say this. The streets ain't what it is, man. I done been to prison. I done, you feel me? I done experienced some things in my life. You feel me? Ain't even 30 yet. My 30th birthday gonna be in December, man. And I done been through some things, man. And the streets ain't what it is. At the end of the day, I don't care how much of a bag you got in the streets. You feel me? If you ain't learning this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Real estate, if you ain't learning investing, you know what I'm saying? You still lost. All that money that you got ain't gonna mean nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't secure that bag if you don't know where to put it. You feel me? And when them people come and they come to take everything you got and you want smart with your money, man, you're going to get out and you're going to be looking sick. You feel me? There's somebody that I need to hear this message, man. You know, I don't really too much like asking for things, you feel me? But
ask for it.
And, you know, you say you ask, sometimes you shall receive, man.
You're going to receive tonight what you need.
Right now. I need a blessing, man. I ain't going to lie.
What you need to cash up?
I don't even have no cash app, man. I ain't tech savvy, none of that. Man. I don't even have a cash app. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
You need money or you need scholarship?
I mean, I'd rather have a scholarship, man. I can work for whatever, man.
Give me your email right now.
You don't know how long I've been meditating.
I got you.
Jackson.
Put your email in the chat, bro.
Jackson.
But be real with me. Email me. Ian@joinredpanda.com.
And I've been emailing you, man. Before I just got in my last situation, man, I've been emailing you, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been in your DMs on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Wahid, do me a favor. Send me your email. Send it directly to me, right? You could do private right here in the chat, and I'm going to make sure that we take care of you, bro.
And also on top of that, just personally, if you need something and don't want to say publicly that you need it, email me right now and tell me if you need something, because I'd rather give it to you than you get in a bond and jump back into the environment that got you jammed up the first time.
Man,
this is why it's so important to me, because like I used to tell everybody back home, so for those of you who don't know, I'm from East Chicago, Indiana, and I'm like, you can't tell kids to get out the streets and don't give them any money. Like, they want to, but if you don't give them the money to do so, what are they going to do? So that's why, like, me being here means so much to me, man, because like there are people that I grew up with and friends that I had and friends of friends that I've known. If they would have known this, it would have kept them off from doing what they was doing. So if you need something, man, please tell me. I'm not going to tell you no. It'll be between me and you. I'm not going to parade it. But it's okay as a man to ask and say, yo, I need scholarship and that other part.
Yeah, we're gonna get it to you. We're gonna
so I got you.
Shout out to Wahid and absolutely. Yeah. Man. Shout out to everybody that's been locked down and been tuning in and everybody that's reactivating to, what was the phrase we used? Returning citizens.
Returning citizens.
Shout out to all the returning citizens.
I don't know if they looked at my story yesterday, but I actually put this. It's ironic. We actually have a large following in the prisons. And actually, I was in Miami, and I was telling one of my friends out there, and we were just having a conversation. I'm like, you know, it's interesting. A lot of street guys listen to Earn Your Leisure. He was like, yeah, they trying to do something positive with money. Like, they understand money. Like, you know, they more of an entrepreneurial spirit. They just was led in the wrong direction. But it's actually interesting. Like, a lot of people in jail are aware of Market Mondays and Earn Your Leisure. So, yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, shout out real quickly, man. Shout out to my kids. They're supposed to be sleeping, but they watching Market Mondays right now.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Christian.
Christian Jordan, love you.
Shout out to Christian.
And kudos to TiVo too, because like my little sweat challenge. God's still working on me. But
shout out to T-Vo.
I've been sending it to him so he can send it off. But like, let's be very honest. Like, if any of us that grew up in the 80s and 90s, like if it wasn't for, man, my dad being on me like crazy, my mom, my grandma, who knows? Like, we got to put together a big initiative to help those on the inside, but also like to make sure that we prevent this from even happening.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
We're all one decision away from life altering.
Or being homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody expects to be in that position. Yep. Shanique, we are coming to you. Unmute yourself. Dave, I know you're going to be next right after Shanique. Shanique, what's going on?
Hey, one.
Everything good? What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Troy? I know you're Jamaican, so Jamaican
the house. Wagwan.
Sorry. Wagwan, rude boy, Ian.
Yeah, you're done, though.
That's bad.
My patois are terrible, so I won't even try.
Oh, man. What's going on? Oh, she left? She just wanted to say what's up.
Oh, okay.
Dave, what's up? We coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
Hey, what's good? What's good?
Everything good?
How you feeling, brother?
Good. I just want to say that I appreciate what each and every one of you bring to the table. Rashad, Troy, Ian, I really respect and appreciate everything that y'all do. Mark, Trap, too. I love it.
Of course. Yeah, shout out to the bros.
Yeah, I've learned so much, and I've been putting some money into the market. But I got a question. Ian had mentioned something a week ago, and he had mentioned that iBuy was a good ETF to get. And he mentioned that his buy-in price was 55. I just want to know, how did you determine that?
Rashad get credit for that, so I don't want to take credit for it. he discovered Nike, not me. I pick Spice Adams.
So right now it's at 96, but I'm just wondering, I know I saw the 200-day moving average, I saw a 50-day moving average, but I just want to know, what did you determine or use to determine your buying would be 55?
I got a special set of skills and like a little crystal ball. But last week we went over the price line. So that will give you a good guide. Because regardless of where something is, no matter how much I want it, I'm not going to pay a premium for it. It's an amazing company. So I still have to wait. As great as LeBron is, if he goes into the office and tell Rob Pelinka, I need 200 a year, Rob going to be like, you go to Charlotte. Can't pay it. So it's a great company. Something is going to happen. But even if not 55, like, let me look for you. Let me just do my little magic real quick. If not 55, you can get it at 85.63. Okay. Hypothetically.
Okay. And you mentioned the futures program, that you would make the stock club monthly. Is that something that you still considering doing?
We can't talk about family business.
Okay. We love you, bro.
Sorry.
We love you, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I didn't get a chance to say guidelines, so I'll say guidelines.
Yeah.
The guidelines is please do not ask about Red Panda. Please do not ask about EYL University, or if you're already in EYL University. Please do not ask individual stock questions. Please ask general investment questions. If you have questions about Red Panda, please email Ian.
Yes, at joinredpanda.com. And yes, for those of you saying iBuy won't go that low again, let's go look at the previous companies that I talked about and how far they have fallen.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that the stock market is flying high right now, but even when we was talking about it in the group chat, like, there's still a lot of economic uncertainty. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot that is going to probably come down the pipeline. There's an election that's coming up. So don't be surprised if the stock market falls.
Pulls back. Yeah.
Major pullback in the near future. So, like you said, I mean, it seems crazy. Like, all right, it's never going to fall this high.
Everybody make fun of me for the prices till they get it.
Nah, bro. I'm telling you, Ian, like, when the numbers you said, man, I've literally watched most of these stocks come back for those numbers. So, like, I trust you, man. LaToya, what's going on? You've been unmuted.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I love all three of you all. I love this group. I love just everything. I'm so nervous. My heart is pumping out of my chest right now.
You're amazing.
You good. You got this.
Okay, because I was supposed to be on a Hong Kong Zoom call. It happens the same time that you guys are on, and I always seem to miss, like,
when Ian does the scholarships, and I always miss the Q&A because I'm on the Hong Kong call because of the time frame.
Okay.
So, thank you so much for allowing me to be on and picking me.
Thank you for being part of this.
Oh gosh, I'm so nervous. But anyway, so I have been emailing you, Ian, and I have been stalking your DM. And every time you would get off, even if I was on the Hong Kong call, I would go to Instagram to watch you afterwards to hopefully you would pick my question. But anyway, so about 3 or 4 weeks ago, you had a guy on, I can't remember his name. He looked like he was in a loft or something. And you guys touched briefly on margins. And when you guys said something about margins, you all laughed and was like, margins is the devil, and so forth and so on. And I ran into a situation because I joined you guys in June. Mm-hmm. I joined you guys in the end of May, in the beginning of June. And I realized when I thought I had earnings, I found out that it was really margins. And so I found out because I was like, I wanted to pull some money out, you know, say take some off the top. And when it didn't go through, I'm with TD Ameritrade. And they were like, oh, you have margins. And I was like, okay, block the margins. And they were like, well, you got to pay it back. And I was like, what? Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
I want to know, how can I still make money, make profit, but because they only told me that I could either pay the lump sum or sell my stocks. Now, some of them I know I want to sell, and please don't get on me. I got bad advice, and I will never do it again. That's why I joined you. When I got Nicola before I joined you guys. And then when I heard you guys talking about Nicola, my stomach dropped, and I didn't trade for a whole month because I was in my feelings so bad. So I want to get rid of Nicola, but I can only pretty much sell it at whatever the market is. And, like, I've been in my, you know, been in my feelings up and down, but I thank you for your motivation. And anytime you guys do something, I post it. What can I do, Jesus? Because I've been trying to, I got my son and I got my two friends involved with you guys as well. So I'm being a shepherd for you guys, but, you know, I know failure is inevitable, but I don't want to consider it failure. How can I get out of these margins? And I know that I need some help. And it was just a blessing for me to get on because the leader of the Zoom call tonight sent an email and said they were sick. And I have been texting in the chat, like, I got 17 minutes. Can you guys pick me? I got 17. Yeah.
So pretty much, so you have an open margin that you got to cover, and you still have stock, but you got to either sell your stock. You're going to have to either sell your stock or put money in to cover the margin.
Yeah. Well, first thing first, you know, now, trading on margin or investing on margin is dangerous. So that's that. It's tough. So I want you to disassociate this trade not working with investing not working for you. You just got into a bad company. Nicola, we just have to get rid of it. So it's going to be tough, but I need you. You got to cut your loss. What price did you get into, Nicola? You remember?
Oh, wait.
I bought 5 shares at 19, but then, you know, I got nervous or I don't fear missing out, and it went up during that time, and I bought 4 more at like 60 something, and I just been trying to get into your scholarship and everything, but I'm always on the Zoom, I'm always on the Hong Kong call when you do it, so I always miss out, and I'd be feeling bad.
Yeah.
Let me just say something real quick, because this is extremely important. Ian probably has one of the best programs in the country. That's why everybody wants to get in. But it's not going to save you if you don't understand investing. The fundamentals of investing have to be there before any scholarship can actually even be beneficial to you. So not to say that to you, I'm just saying, speaking in general, because like what you brought up is a very valid situation as far as like margins. And this is why we say you have to be extremely careful with margins. Mm-hmm. So it's like, without actually knowing like how to actually invest. And this is why Market Mondays is a free show every single week. So a lot of times it's like people, you want to get into something, but it's like, sometimes it's actually like a prerequisite. Like it's like college, like you have to take prerequisite 101 before you can get into 102. So the 102 is not really going to save you if the mistakes you made 101, you don't fully understand why you made it. And then sometimes you actually have to get yourself out of that first before you can move forward. So getting yourself out of that might be selling the stock or paying it back over the course of time. Like all of this stuff is a learning experience. So it's like, before sometimes you actually have to move to the level two, you have to actually figure out the mistakes you made in level one, get yourself out of that, vow to never make that same mistake again, and then move forward. Because I feel like a lot of times what people are looking for is a skyrocket to the moon. And that's not going to happen. Like, no matter what, no matter how good a program is, no matter how good, like, that's not going to happen. Like, it's still a system that has to be in place, and the knowledge has to be in place, because you can have best stock picks and make the same mistake. Like, you can have Tesla, which is, you know, most people say a good stock, but it's very volatile. You could trade it on margin and you could be really screwed on that. It's like necessarily, like, somebody can give you a play and you can still kind of fumble the package.
Margins, and that's what I always say.
Margins are dangerous.
Don't do margin. Even for those of you with experience, stay away from it. But one of your biggest lessons is going to have to be cut a loser. We went over it earlier. So if you're down 40%, you probably need 92, maybe 88 to recover and break even. But the emotional feeling that you feel, that's the thing I was talking about earlier. So your next investment has to be safe. So when you finally do recover, it breaks away from that visceral reaction, because it feels like you're in a car wreck right now. I understand. Yeah. But we have to cut the loss. And that's why I'm always like, hey, quality. And I know you guys beat me up for the index fund thing. You're like, hey, that's boring. I don't have to worry about Vanguard going out of business. So yeah, we got to get the fundamentals down first and stack on top of it. But I'm less than one.
We appreciate you. And you've made a very wise decision, and you've come here to get an education about that. So like I said, we've all lost here. Everybody here, myself, Rashad, Ian, we've all lost. Yeah. But what you learn from that loss is how it will determine the outcome of your success.
And I think that, you know, not to you know, we all make mistakes. We all make crazy mistakes, and it's like we look back on it. But the good thing is that everything is a learning experience. But margin, we haven't really spoke about margin too much, but it's something that, I personally never use margin. And I have some level of experience. So it's like, because you're using money that you technically don't have. So the upside of margin is that if your stock goes up, you're going to make way more money because you're using leverage. But the downside to that is that you can lose money that you actually don't really have. So now when you have to pay it back, like, the situation is not really, honestly, I mean, just, that's just the honest answer. There's not really too many options, right? It's either you can just pay it back with cash, or if you have stocks, you can sell it.
Yeah.
Outside of that, there's really no other option. That's just the reality of it. So it's all a learning experience. And sometimes you have to, unfortunately, we all take losses, but the losses.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It has to be a lesson in the loss.
Yeah, and there are plenty of great companies that you can invest in that we've given before if you need us to mention them again, we can. And also on the future side, for those of you trading on margin, that's why a big target is key, because you can't over leverage, because then you can go negative really fast. You can be down negative 30 or 50% on a future side. So, like, sticking to those rules and following the plan is key. But I'm here to help you if you need it.
Yeah, real quick, it's past the 9 o'clock hour, so I was going to tell you about the big earnings. It's earnings time. It's that time, right? So we got big financials that are going to be reporting tomorrow morning. We got JP Morgan Chase and Citi. We got Delta reporting as well. On Wednesday, we have Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, who we mentioned earlier, PNC, and United. So those are the big earnings this week. It should be interesting to watch what these financials do.
All those are terrible.
I see a couple people asking, like, what's margin? Pretty much Ian, you could correct it. Did I say anything? That's like credit. You're trading. You have a line of credit, pretty much, yep, which allows you to buy stocks. Yeah. Like, so if you have $50,000 in Fidelity, right, and they might extend you a line of credit of $50,000, which is your margin.
So now you have 100,000.
So now you really have your buying power is, yep, really 100,000. So obviously, you know, you can make more money because you're using $100,000 instead of $50,000, right? So if the 100 goes to 200,000, right, even if you pay back that margin, you made way more money than what you would have made if you would have just invested the 50.
Right.
But once again, the downside to that is that not you're investing money, you're investing other people's money pretty much because they're giving you the money. Mm-hmm. So by doing
they're
that,
passing it to you.
On the downside, when it goes bad, and then they have what's called margin calls.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah.
We're going to take that back.
They pull up.
Surprise. We're going to need that money
and
back.
You might not even have time to actually let it ride out. Like if they see it going down too fast, they'll call a margin call on you and now you really much. So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
With margins.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely, extremely careful.
We like to say strictly for live men, not for freshmen.
Yeah, it's something
it's
that,
one of those things.
Yeah.
Not for freshmen.
Jamal, you had some experience.
Yeah, that's what I learned from.
Yeah. Here's an entire video on margin trading. Don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Jamal had to learn the lesson, so he taught us. Shout out to him. Keon, you are unmuted. Unmute yourself. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So first, just want to say thank you to all three of you and everybody that you guys bring on. I know y'all definitely have, you know, changed the way that I look at money and I go about things. So thank you for that, first off.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. So my question is based around something that you touched on earlier, Ian, and it's regarding your 401k and kind of what you choose to invest in. As I read Money Master the Game, and I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people that's reading it as well, we come across this, I would guess for my 401k, I ended up doing a self-directed brokerage link account. Right within that account, it only allows me to invest in mutual funds, which of course have expense ratios, as well as, you know, in a book, it talks about how there may be other fees attached to it or associated with the account. So at this point, I did call Fidelity today, and I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people who are probably on the same boat. At what point would I opt out of, I guess, the 401k, even with a match from my company, versus going into, I would guess, rolling that over into like a Roth IRA or IRA and starting to put that into index funds?
It's a great question. We got an amazing advisor here. I'm gonna let him lead the fast break and then I'm gonna come back and answer. But Vanguard is a great option to go with because the expense ratios are lower, but I'll let Rashad dance.
So I would say this first, everything is not created equal. And the problem that I have, and all of these guys have great advice as far as like the Dave Ramsey's of the world and Susie Orman and stuff like that. But the problem with anything is that it's hard to give general advice for every single person because everybody's situation is different. And then every single thing is different. So the knock on mutual funds is always that it has fees. That is true. But there's over 10,000 mutual funds. So I don't personally think that all mutual funds are bad. Like we spoke about the Diamond Tech Fund. We spoke about a couple other mutual funds. So A, just because it's a mutual fund, I don't personally, that's just my own personal opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I think that you can still make money in a mutual fund. You look at the Diamond Tech Fund, it's up damn near 17% for the last 10 years, including fees. Yeah. Annually, including fees. So, I mean, you got to kind of look at that like that. But yeah, the index fund. So you're saying the 401k, it doesn't allow you to invest in anything but mutual funds?
Yeah, they don't let you automate through TD, only mutual funds. They don't let you do ETFs or indexes.
Yeah, well, the thing with the 401k is that's something that you got to consider with the 401k is that it's restrictive, right? So the 401k is, they're going to give you options of what to pick and choose from. So one of the benefits with the 401k is that the match, I don't know, did he say his company match?
No.
If they don't match, then you can always put money into an IRA, right? So if you qualify under the
income limits. So the IRA, now you can really do whatever you want. Now, the thing with the IRA is you can do less, because the IRA, the max that you can put in is $6,000, and the 401k, the most you can put in is $19,000. So you're going to be putting in less money, but most people probably don't put that much. Most people are not maxing out their 401k. They're not putting $19,000 into their 401k. So the IRA, if you have a Roth IRA, let's say, now you can actually, if you whatever you want to do, you want to buy Apple, you want to buy Tesla, you want to buy whatever. The benefit of the Roth IRA is that it's not going to be taxed when you take the money out down the line. So you're not getting the same tax benefit up front. Like with the 401k, it lowers your taxable income. So if you make $100,000 and you put $5,000 into the 401k, you're now taxed on $95,000. So obviously you pay less money in taxes today. With the Roth, if you make $100,000, you put $5,000 and you're still taxed on $100,000. But when you take the money out on the back end with the Roth, it's 100% tax-free. Meaning, if you have $1 million in your 401k and you retire, and let's say you live in New York, you pay state income tax and you pay the federal tax. So let's say you took out the whole $1 million at one time, that puts you in the highest federal tax bracket and you pay state tax, you end up paying 45% of the money in taxes. So you'll be paying $450,000 in taxes. If you had $1 million in a Roth IRA and you took out $1 million all at once, you would get $1 million. So it's all about strategy. I think that you can do both. If the company is matching, I always say at least contribute up to the company match. That's just my own personal opinion, because that's free money. No matter how much fees you're getting taken, it's still not going to equal out the dollar for dollar match that they give you. Like, they're literally giving you money to put money in. But if the company is not matching, then yeah, you can look at alternatives. You can look at an IRA if you qualify, and you can look at a Roth IRA. Those are pretty much the two easiest routes as far as your retirement is concerned. And you can do both. You can put some money into the 401k and you can have money on the IRA as well. So
that's a whole lot of game.
Hope I answered your question.
And automation we talked about last week through Vanguard, it's really easy to set up. So if you need to automate through there, you can set that up tonight or tomorrow and start indexing there as well. I hope that helps. If not,
that's a whole lot of game. This Saturday, right?
Saturday. I'm doing my financial planning call for EYL University, and that's kind of the stuff that we go over in the financial planning call. So that'll be 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. Speaking of margin call, that was actually one of the movies we watched for our book.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
So shout out to everybody that was at, and Money Masters the Game is our next book. So shout out to everybody that's been reading it or has purchased it or used the PDF that's in the investment group to read, because that's where we're going next. Let's see who we got.
Square. Somebody just told me Square brought 50 million.
50 million?
50 million Bitcoins today. Shout out to Jamal.
He gave us 50 million worth of Bitcoin?
50 million dollars worth of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's actually 11,500. It's crazy. I got the notification on my phone. It's like Bitcoin's up 5%.
I still watch it.
So Bitcoin is on the rise again. That's interesting, though. Square purchases $50 million worth of Bitcoin. It's interesting.
Definitely something to pay attention to. I was actually looking at my account, man.
Cash App. You can use Bitcoin on Cash App. You can trade Bitcoin. And Square obviously owns Cash App.
Yeah, probably have to go to like 13,010.
Christina, you've been unmuted. What's up?
Hi. How are you guys?
We're great.
Good. How are you?
I am okay. I can't complain at all. Thank you so much for all that you guys do. I've been on before, and I have to say it again. You guys are amazing individuals, and your energy is just unmatched. So no problem at all. It's the honest to God truth. So my question can kind of go towards all of you. You probably all can weigh in on this. Trading has been my passion since I was a kid. It's just that I feel like I've always had a problem with trying to figure it out and do it in the best way. But my question is, when you want to make trading, like, I really want to do it like as a side hustle and transition into it full time. However, I'm just curious if it's a realistic aspiration because of, you know, I have very limited capital, so it's not like I can, you know, just dive in and play around. I do a lot of demo trades and all of that, but I still can't get that like confidence. So I was curious, is that something that you think is a realistic aspiration, or is it something that will take far more time than I'm thinking? I'm thinking like, you know, I've been working on it for about a year and a half consistently. And I'm just like, when is my breakthrough going to happen? When am I actually going to be profitable?
Okay. A couple questions. Are you in the free futures program that's coming out?
I am.
Okay. What do you trade?
So right now I just do stocks and indexes. Okay. But that's pretty much it.
What's your stop loss when you trade?
So my stop loss is I keep it at less than 5% currently. Because I did mess up and not keep a stop loss, and I lost probably, I want to say, like 30% of my account.
Okay, and what's your target?
My target was terrible until I heard today. I did like a 1-to-3 risk to reward ratio, but obviously I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, so
you don't have to be.
Quickly altered that.
Yeah, you don't have to be. Okay. And then how many trades are you taking per month?
Per month? I'd say I only take, and to be honest, I only take about 3 trades, and that's because my confidence is shot.
Okay. I would do a high risk to reward. And then one big thing, well, so a book recommendation I've been recommending like crazy, Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. So the confidence part is going to come from knowing what the outcome is going to be. But if you ever overtrade, change your plan, that's a good book that's going to help you. You have to get your risk to reward down, though. That's probably the most important thing, and then knowing direction. So when you're getting into the market, what strategy are you using to get in?
So that's the thing. Like, I can't drill in on a specific strategy that works best. I look at the moving averages. I've also looked at the price channel that you mentioned. I think that was last week or maybe the week before that. I've also looked at RSI.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this. Pretty much it.
You have to pick one and marry it.
I
look at one setup. I don't like, it would take God to come down and tell me to change my setup. And even then I'd be like, are you sure? I don't care what nobody, people are like, no, that setup is not the best. It doesn't work. I'm like, pick these prices off these. Like, but it comes from me marrying it and only, now I can trade everything. Well, not everything, majority of things. Double cross, like Black Cross, Golden Cross, Stochastic, RSI, Fibonacci, Priceline, Volatility Bands, Keltner, one.
Just one. Yeah.
And don't listen to what nobody else say. One. You get risk to reward down, you master one. And then here's the thing. You have to be able to look at every market. So futures, Forex, crypto, any asset class, and be able to take trades off of that one setup for higher time frame. So like day, week, month, quarter, year, and down to 15 minute, 1 hour, 10. Once you do that, you have an edge. The issue is, you don't have a defined entry. So for me, my perfect setup, when I used to watch Michael Jordan, because I lived in Northwest Indiana, so we watched WGN, that fadeaway was his go-to once he stopped being above the rim so much. I'm like, I need a go-to signature move. Most traders don't have that. They get on the court and just hope that the ball goes in. You need a primary setup that you're going to follow.
That's currently my life. And that makes sense. I just find it difficult to kind of pinpoint one because of fear of missing out. So it's like, I know that I know these things, but my brain is just, it's a matter of really trying to like hone in and use what I know. But that's extremely helpful, is that it probably will be better if I have one specific.
Master one and burn everything else.
Yep. Okay.
Appreciate you, Christina. I would just add to what Ian said, and I think you posted this the other day, man. You said how much time are you spending researching and reading? And I think I would add that to it too. Is like really dedicate a certain amount of time, maybe if it's an hour or 2 hours, to really study. Because if you look at the amount of time you're spending now, right, and you look at the outcome, right, imagine if you actually dedicated more time, the results probably would change. So I would add reading to that as well.
Somebody, I want to answer a question on YouTube. Prudent Mom. It's actually a good question. She said, Rashad, can you roll over 401k into a Roth IRA and still work at the job? That's a multifaceted question. So first, you can roll over a 401k while you're still working. Most people aren't aware of that. I think I spoke about it before, called the in-service withdrawal, but it's not like 100% guarantee. You have to go to HR or go to your job, but some jobs actually allow you to roll up to 90% of the money out, because most of the time you're not allowed to roll money out of a 401k while you're still working at a job.
but via in-service withdrawal, you actually can roll over a 401k into an IRA. Now, the other part of that question was, can you roll over a Roth 401k into a Roth IRA? So whenever you roll over a IRA or a traditional IRA, traditional 401k into a Roth, you have to pay taxes on the full amount up front. So you can roll it over, but it's taxable up front. So if you have $100,000 in a traditional 401k, traditional IRA is like the regular one. The Roth is the alternative. So if you roll over $100,000 in a traditional 401k into a Roth IRA, you got to pay taxes on that full amount. So you might have to pay like $30,000 in taxes. So it's really not something that most people want to do, because most people don't feel like paying the taxes up front. But after you pay the taxes, then it grows tax-free. The reason why you have to pay the taxes is that it's taxed two different ways. So remember, with the Roth, you don't pay taxes when you take the money out. The 401k or traditional IRA, you do pay taxes. So if you are able to roll over a 401k into a Roth IRA, you would essentially be never paying taxes at all, and you would have got the tax deduction up front. So the IRS isn't going to allow you to do that. So that was a good question. I just wanted to answer that and show YouTube some love.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of game. You got a lot of game tonight, man.
Ian, you want to go a couple more minutes since we had some?
Yeah, of course. I messed up.
Nah, I'm trying to keep it clean, man.
It's a team, man. It's a team, man.
Yeah, we don't bet.
If I do the J.R. Smith and run the ball the other way, I got to take blame, though.
Hey, yo, shout out to everybody on the Super Chat. We saw the
shout out, J.R.
I know we missed some people after we got disconnected the first time. Shout out to everybody that was on the Super Chat. Talisha, we are coming to you.
Please hit the like button, YouTube. If you could hit the like button, please hit the like button.
Yeah, I own all my mistakes.
Hello, gentlemen. So, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Hi. Thank you for all that you do. I have a question similar to the gentleman that called previously. So I transferred some of my 401k over to a brokerage link account to get into quadruple witching and place some options positions.
Nice.
It took a while for my options application to get approved. And when it did get approved, it got approved for level one. So I have no desire to sell calls. I wanted to buy calls and puts. So my question is, I now have this lump sum of money sitting in the brokerage link account, and I cannot buy options now. Because they only approved me for level one. So I'm trying to figure out what I should do with this money now. I was going to jump into like Apple, Microsoft, etc., but they're high now. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking maybe I should wait. What would you all suggest?
Yeah, you got to wait for it, even though you don't like the answer, that you got to wait for it. Dynatech Fund is amazing. Like, people slept on that in episode 70. Classic. And then also, everything is high right now. So all the ones I like, Mercado Libre, Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, we just have to wait for a pullback. Now, for everyone who's saying the market won't drop, more than likely, there's someone who will win the election that's slightly volatile. As a result, the market has a chance of dropping. If the ES stays above, or if we hit 3580 and we stay above there, Biden damn near has no chance to win. So definitely, if we go to 3600 flat, it's gonna be over. We'll have time for pullback. So wait a couple months and then just wait for a pullback, and then get in one of those companies and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's actually also a good point. Who do you use, E-Trade or?
No, it's in Fidelity. They have a brokerage link account where you can trade options. They just did not approve my account for level two.
Nope, I got it. So the thing about it is that, all right, this is important for people that want to trade options. When you open an account, Fidelity, TD, all of those type of accounts, you're going to have to answer some questions. Based on the answers to the questions, they're going to determine which level you are going to be approved for.
Yeah.
I'm never going to encourage somebody.
Don't do that. Nope, don't do it. You know they're going to hang you.
I'm never going to encourage somebody
to make up things or to falsely. But
you just, mean like just, when they ask you a question like how many years you've been doing it and they you yeah really that one and you put five instead, things like that. No, we're not recommending that. No, no, but that that happened to me as well. So it tells you got to wait like 60 days, right?
Something. They didn't really give me a time frame. I called. I was like, I want to speak to a manager because I was upset.
I feel your pain. That happened to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna open a different account. So I went to a different brokerage.
Yeah, well, they're also trying to hedge their risk. This is money I took out of my 401k. So what would I do with it? Because I can't withdraw it.
Well, I would say just wait. Like Ian said, we're gonna have a pullback. I mean, nobody has a crystal ball, but odds are we probably will have a pullback in the next couple of months, right? We'll have a substantial pullback. So being that it's for your 401k, it's long-term investing anyway. So I'm not necessarily even sure if trading options is the best thing for your 401k. That's just my own personal opinion. I think
I would not do that.
Yeah, that's probably some money that you want
to do. Only a small portion that I took out of my 401k to jump
into. Less than 10%?
Way less than 10%, yeah. Okay. I only moved like $5,000. Okay. Now I'm kicking myself because I could have took a withdrawal and joined Red Panda. But not withdrawal, but loan and joined Red Panda.
No, but even with that, now I'm going to be real. Even with that, I don't want you to borrow any money to do that. So VR, VGT, MGC, Apple, Microsoft, Mercado Libre, Amazon.
Okay.
You pick. You don't pay me nothing. Yeah, for those of you who are thinking, do not borrow money. Do not borrow money from your mom and your cousin and your friend. And when I mean debt-free, I want you guys to be debt-free too. So I can't have you borrow. And do not take any money out of your retirement. I'd rather just give them to you.
Yeah.
And well, since you said that,
I just gave you seven.
You want more than that?
Franklin Dynatech, Rashad mentioned, iBuy, Thermo. Troy mentioned, if you guys go back and play the episodes, if you really want to finesse it, it takes some time. You can get like 40.
It's all there. Alan said seven today.
Yep. Another.
Appreciate you, Talisha.
Somebody on YouTube asked about SEP IRAs. I think we spoke about SEP IRAs before, but SEP IRAs is like an IRA on steroids, and it's something that every business owner should be aware of, where a regular IRA, you could put in $6,000 is the max. A SEP IRA, most you can put in is $57,000. It's $57,000 of 25% of your income, the lesser of the two. So the SEP IRA is a tremendous tool that what it stands for is self-employed pension. So the self-employed pension, like I said, let's say you're a business owner and you make $100,000, you can put $25,000 in, and that lowers your income by $25,000. So you can take huge, huge cuts on your income and pay. And that, you know, because once you start to make a substantial amount of money, the name of the game is to not, you know, pay any taxes legally. So you want to do anything in your power to reduce your taxable income. So if you could reduce your taxable income by putting it in investments, you kill two birds with one stone, because it's like, all right, like 50 Cent. Remember when 50 Cent said he brought a Lamborghini because he had to do something with the money and the government was going to take it? I mean, that's one way to go about it. But another way to go about it is that you could have put $57,000 into a SEP IRA. So now you're lowering your taxes, but you're actually investing in yourself, and that money's going to grow. That 57 might be 500,000 in 10 years or whatever. So now not only did you cut your taxable liability by a substantial amount, and your money's growing tax deferred, and it's in an investment. And now when you take it out, you have way more money than what you put in, because it's actually an investment. So the SEP IRA is an IRA for business owners. And, yeah, that's pretty much the deal with that.
Whew, Saturday gonna be fire. Yeah, Saturday gonna be fire.
For my Red Panda family, if we get to 35, 25, 75, you may have a setup. Because I'm looking at it in real time. It's moving slow, but yeah, 35, 25, 75, you may have a short.
Samantha, you unmuted. Unmute yourself. What's going on?
Hello, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. So first, this is my first Market Mondays. I did get to speak last time, and I was very nervous, but I'm better now. So I want to give a shout out to all the earners and to Janet on the Facebook group. She is awesome.
She's a beast.
Yes.
Shout out to Janet.
So I say shout out to the earners because just looking at the Facebook group and there's so many people sharing information and just giving a lot of feedback. So I appreciate that. I have a few questions, but I know guidelines.
Guidelines.
So, one thing I did see in the chat or in the group, they were asking what to do for like for the kids, right? So I have a four-year-old and I have a mutual fund, and then listening to the audiobook for Money Master the Game, I'm like, wait a minute, should I keep doing that? But someone was mentioning to do a whole life term or a whole life policy for the kids, or that versus a custodial account. What are your thoughts?
Generational wealth question.
This feels like my Saturday class. Yeah,
that's what I'm all saying. Over again, right? Yeah.
This is literally what I do on a Saturday for like 2 hours. But you want me to answer that, Ian?
Yeah, fire.
So that's actually a good question, because yes, there's several different ways that you can save for a child. Life insurance policy, a whole life insurance policy. You can do a custodial account. You can do a 529 plan. You can also do a Roth IRA for a child as well. I don't really want to say which one is better than the other, because they both have different advantages. A custodial account is just, that's just an investment account. So if you just want the maximum rate of return for your money, the custodial account is the best way to go. But the life insurance policy does have advantages, because you got to figure with the life insurance policy, life insurance, how the premiums go is by your age, your sex, if you smoke, a lot of different factors, your weight. But the younger you are, you have way longer as far as your mortality. So let's say $100,000 policy for a four-year-old might be $15. That same policy for a 30-year-old might be $200. I'm just shooting off the top of my head. So the thing about it is, once you have the insurance, it's locked in forever, right? So not only is it growing because it's building cash value over the course of time, but also you're locking in that insurability. So now by the time they turn 30, if you want to hand the policy off to them, now they can start life with $100,000 life insurance policy, and they just have to make the premium payment. So they're still paying the price of a four-year-old when they're 57 years old. So now, instead of like most people get life insurance like in their 30s, in their 40s, and now the premiums are much higher. And now, that stops a lot of people from actually moving forward with it. So it is a good long-term planning strategy. Aside from the fact that it builds cash value, you can also take money out of life insurance policy on tax-free if you do it correctly as well. So I won't go into too many details, because that's kind of like a very extensive question. We can talk about that on Saturday, but I wouldn't necessarily say one is better than the other. But if you're looking for just the biggest bang for your buck on your investment, do the custodial account. If you're looking for just education, do the 529 plan. If you're looking for a combination of things with a death benefit attached to it and long-term planning, that's something that builds cash value, then the life insurance. And then also keep in mind, you can do multiple different things. So if you have a budget of $200 to save for a kid, you can do, let's say, $100 into a 529, $50 into a custodial account, $50 into a life insurance. Now you have a portfolio. So that's why when people say like a portfolio as an adult, they're talking about multiple different things, right? So they might have some crypto, they might have some options, they might have some stock, they got a retirement plan. You got multiple different things working for you at the same time. You should never put all your eggs in one basket. So you can also have a portfolio for kids too. You can have, like I said, some money for their education, some money just for stocks, some money in the life insurance. And now you got multiple different things going, and you can actually do that at a reasonable price. Like you can do it at $100 a month. You can do it at $150 a month. So three different alternatives working at the same time. So
Samantha, we appreciate you. And yes, is the Saturday course, which, well, not course, but the Saturday class with Shadi. That is for our earners. Yes. So the link will be there, and Saturday at 12, make sure y'all lock in. That's going to be a good one. Aaron, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. You said your roommate dared us to call you. We did. What's up?
Yo. Yo, shout out Ian. Shout out Rashad. Shout out Troy. Means a lot to be here.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. So I'm in another group, and the person who leads it is kind of recommending that we play the inverted yield curve. And I think the last time it inverted was in January of 2019. So I'm looking at, I guess my question is, should I go with like an index like SPY, or should I be looking at maybe a stock that's oversold and maybe underperformed during the March crash?
Aaron, did you listen to episode 70?
I don't know.
Aaron, tell me specifically, what stocks are you looking at?
So mostly I'm looking at the SPY right now. I actually just had the idea to go with an oversold thing. So
yeah, I appreciate the honesty. So with the inverted yield curve, it's the most accurate technical indicator, but it's lagging. So best case scenario, it'll be 8 months after it hits that recession will happen, but it probably will be up to 18 months.
Right.
So you can Google that. Everything is incredibly high. So you're going to have to wait for pullbacks across the board. If you give me two or three others, I'll look at them and maybe be able to give you like a price area to look at. Inverted yield curve is important though. It's the only indicator that is 100%.
Can you speak about what that is, Ian? Inverted yield curve?
Yeah, the inverted yield curve, just we talked about it, what, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago? But it's the only indicator. Homework, great. This is what I want to do. I want everyone to Google what the inverted yield curve is. It's the only indicator that is 100% accurate in predicting a recession. But when it touches, it doesn't activate immediately. So it's always a chicken and egg thing. Did the yield curve hit? And then COVID, it would have been something else that would have initiated the sell-off, but it ended up being COVID, and then the world fell apart.
Half baby, half daddy on Instagram. I'll send you some pics.
Send them to me right now so I can look at them and help those who are listening to.
Yes, sir.
No, he's wilding. He's wilding. Half baby, half daddy. That came out of nowhere. God. Tonight was a very interesting
God
night.
Live. God live.
The thing with a live show, is that live's not for everybody.
Yo, we got kicked off our old show.
You never know what's gonna happen at a live show. But that's like the Apollo, if you really think about it. Like, and that's the beauty of sports events. Like, you know, like you never know what's gonna happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Miami might get blown out by 30. You never know.
I am the Cleveland Cavalier J.R. Smith of Zoom audio though. Shout out J.R. really smart, but man.
People always like, yo, man, y'all always look like y'all having fun. Like, nah, we literally are having fun. Mm-hmm. This ain't like a pretender.
You
like,
can't take yourself too serious. can't take yourself too serious.
I appreciate y'all. Yeah. Let's give out 5 scholarships. I'll do 5 for Elite instead of regular stock club. So we can pick 3 out of Zoom, and then we'll do 2 on YouTube.
How do you want to do that? You want to just put their, their emails in? Or?
Yeah, y'all about to break Zoom already. Good God.
We're going
to
get kicked out again.
Zoom, start on Facebook group?
Yeah.
For EY University, we're going to do this on Facebook group to make this a little bit more efficient. We're gonna start a thread on Facebook, and then you can...
Mike, Bam, Janet, if one of y'all could do that.
And then you can respond to that, and then we'll forward the email directly to Ian.
Thank you.
That'll be a more efficient manner. YouTube, how do you want them to do it on YouTube? Just write their email in?
Yeah, just write email. Or let me pick one mom, and then let me pick one guy who may need the help.
Shout out to everybody who helped. I believe it was Renee. Was that her name last week? Philly? Yeah, the love was amazing, man.
Amazing.
I got so many DMs, and a lot of people showed out and showed up for her. So I appreciate all y'all for looking out. And shout out to my man Ken. Shout out to Ken from Detroit.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to Ken.
Yo, every good time team, we do something, I mean, Ken, he's first up the bat. Like, yo, how can I help, man?
Super solid. We'll give him. We could do two scholarships as well for EYL University.
Yeah, Erica Lathan on YouTube, please send me your email, ian@joinredpanda.com, and then. Yeah, I love how y'all showed up for Renee. That's dope.
Yeah, that was
amazing. Hell.
Troy, if you want to just pick two people randomly from YouTube.
Yeah. Netta J on YouTube. And then let me pick one guy. Fellas, go crazy in the YouTube comments, please, so I can pick you.
Go crazy.
They about to go stupid.
Somebody name in YouTube is my puberty party. How about you log off?
Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Chris for the super chat. Shout out to Jason for the super chat. Yeah, shout out to
And then Ernest
Kitten.
G-O-U-R-D-E-T. I don't know how to pronounce your last
Lavish
name.
Kitten.
Isaiah Shalom.
Shout out to Alfonso on the super chat.
Isaiah Shalom, I want you to email info@earnyourleisure.com right now. You are going to be part of EYL University.
And I'll do one more. No, Wayne Stewart.
Just pick their email so it'll be easier.
It's tough. Yeah. I'm going to see it.
Huh?
I'm going to see the email.
Just screenshot.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Yeah, just screenshot. So we can just email them.
A father of three. Terrell Carr, I got you. Jeez, you got three kids, man. You deserve a holiday and an award.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Shout out to all my parents that have more than one child. I don't know how y'all do it. I tell my parents all the time, like, I don't know how you dealt with me and my brother. Y'all to put us out. Like, two? Mm-mm. And two talking back? No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Balance, balance. It's all in the balance.
Shout out to Toronto.
Perfect. I appreciate you guys so much. And if you guys didn't win, if you go back and replay this episode last week, there are some amazing picks. And I would encourage you guys to also, if you're unsure about us, to go look at the beginning episodes, the ones we talked about. There are some gems in there that, you know, that are still pretty great. And then for the person asking about PayX, I'll review it and then I'll put it in our Telegram tomorrow for Stock Club.
Yeah, big day tomorrow. Big day tomorrow for consumer spending. It is Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day. I'm sure that everybody is very aware of that. It starts at night at 12 a.m. And Amazon, I mean, that's powerful, man, because they pushed up the spending, right? Walmart pushed up their spending to yesterday. Target pushed up their spending to tomorrow. Best Buy pushed up their spending. So Black Friday is no more. It is now Prime Week for everybody. Retailers are pushing their deals up. So that'll be interesting if the spending starts now. We'll see what the rest of the fourth quarter looks like. We'll see if we get to November and people are still spending. I'm sure a lot of that rides on the stimulus. So
we'll
see what happens, man. But I know everybody was happy today when they saw that green.
For sure. It was a good, it was a good day in the market. Ian, what would you like to say to the people?
Once again, I thank you. If y'all don't see me next week,
it's been real.
It was nice knowing you. Good Lord, Trap will be on here next week. not for real. I love y'all dearly. Thank y'all for being solid.
he gonna show him it's gonna be a different face in the middle.
New season.
Starry Walking Trap.
No more ghosts. I know, right? But no, I appreciate y'all. Like, thank y'all for being dope as hell, being solid. Like I say, even while you guys are going, just being consistent. And the routine. So I appreciate you. Tell my family I love you. Everybody back home in Indiana, I love you dearly. All my friends, I love you.
They said Power Book 2.
Ghost about to get killed.
That's funny.
Ghost is going to get killed.
yo, and to my guy, I don't like the way you treat your character. Shout out to my guy. So support the show. We have a Red Panda Stock Club member who plays Malcolm on the show. So tune in every week to Power Book 2. That's funny, though. That's funny.
Oh, man. Yo, I'm telling you, it's comedy. It's straight comedy. Man. Yo, oh, yeah. Apple event tomorrow. I forgot to say that. Apple event tomorrow. I mean, we know what's going to happen.
It's going to be pretty
coming. It's on the way. So, Jamal, please get a new phone. You sound every time we call you, it sounds terrible.
Please. Please get a new phone.
But before we wrap up, in YouTube and Zoom, please tell me what's your biggest fear in the market, because it'll help us gauge what to talk about next week or in upcoming episodes. And then to the person who's putting it in chat, yeah, I will go over the psychology of trading, but trading in the zone.
Please, I think everybody that was going to get picked has been picked already.
Yeah.
I can't even.
So
YouTube, I love y'all. But I mentioned Vanguard, VOO, VTI, MGC, VGT, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon. Oh, here's a good strategy. You can pick the top four in any industry, if I can talk. Pick the top four, any sector. You'll be off. Stay away from banking. Banking is not good. I'd rather you do Square, PayPal, Visa. Bank of America is going to have some issues. I think Brian Moynihan is a great CEO. Jamie Dimon as well. They're just in a bad industry right now. But pick the top four, and you guys are
Good. And then VO, if you guys look at Vanguard, what their expense ratio is, it ties into what we talked about tonight. So just Google it. VGT is a tech-based index through Vanguard. Homework for tonight, too. Google all of the available index funds through Vanguard, and we make no money through Vanguard. We get no referral fee.
Somebody said I have 20 kids, Ian.
You got it. Nah, if you got 20 kids, please come on.
What?
You have to be lying.
Yeah, they said I have 20 kids. Nah, they just going too far. They going too far, man.
That's funny.
If that's real, God bless you, bro. Nah, if that's real, like.
Oh, man.
And listen, for that call, 35, 25, 75, that's only for those of you that are in the Red Panda trading program. The market is sliding down. Let me look at it real quick. The market is sliding down, but don't take it overnight if the direction changes. So if you have green candles on your chart, do not short at that point. But the market has been falling down for the last 1, 2, 3, 4, let's see. Last 2 hours. So be careful. But that's only for those who are actually in the program. So I don't want you guys to hit me up tomorrow and be like, hey man, I took that trade 3 days later. It's only only for tonight. So
ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for rocking with us.
I appreciate it.
This has been another episode of Market Mondays. And all the entirety will be on the podcast.
Yeah, tonight.
So I know people was like, how are we gonna, I think we'll probably put both YouTubes up. We'll put both YouTubes up.
Yeah.
But if you want to listen to it in its entirety, check out the podcast on Apple, Spotify.
Yeah. So while you shopping, while you doing your Amazon Prime shopping at 12 a.m.,
yeah,
check out the podcast and play it
I
back.
I was just trying to help Mike with the edits. Two-part sequence.
Run it back and get all those stocks that we said, man. Like I told you, Goldman Sachs is saying it. We already said it. So go write that down. And you know how we'd like to end this, man. A phone call, a text can change the trajectory of somebody's day in their life. So make sure y'all reach out to somebody you love or somebody that's in your contacts, man. That one text can do it. So please do that.
Peace.
Peace. I love y'all.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.